From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is hailing progress with North Korea, even as experts warn his administration's plan to dismantle the North's nuclear weapons and missiles within a year is risky. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says there have been many good conversations with the North over denuclearizing, and weeks after his summit with Kim Jong-un, he's claiming credit for avoiding a confrontation, tweeting, "If not for me, we would now be at war with North Korea." Experts say there's no proof Kim plans to take concrete steps toward giving up his weapons. An intelligence report suggests he will instead try to deceive the U.S. about just what he has. National Security Advisor John Bolton's pitched a one-year plan for denuclearizing, which experts say is just too fast to produce a lasting agreement. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is preparing this week to make a third trip to North Korea. He's scheduled to be in Pyongyang from Thursday through Saturday. Well, 12 teenage boys and their 25-year-old coach are safe but still trapped in a flooded cave in northern Thailand. British cave rescue expert Gary Mitchell says rescuers face many challenges in bringing the boys out of the cave.
The young lads and the coach are around about 2 kilometres underground, and around about 1 kilometre of that is completely flooded, so submerged passages. Not all in one long kilometre stretch, but there's air pockets along the way, it's confined spaces, it's almost zero visibility.
Divers have supplied the boys and their coach with high-energy gels and medicine. They're bringing in food and other supplies while rescuers figure out how to get them out. This is VOA News.